is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, here we go. So cops in Papua New Guinea arrested a guy and they interrogated him. What kind of interrogation tools did they use?
Did they use the comfy pillow?
No.
No, they used a snake.
Why?
I don't know. They held a snake around the guy's face, and then they held it. You better start talking. And then they held the snake around the guy's. You know what? Yeah.
Ooh, start talking right there.
Tell you what, when you see the video, you realize, well, this is Papa police. It's just, they're in undershirts. I mean, you know they are. The cops are like in undershirts, ripped jeans, and they're in some graffiti-filled, disgusting cement room.
Mm.
And
sounds
it's
lovely.
Just, you don't want to do anything bad in another country.
Yeah. No.
No. Especially countries like this. Third world countries, you just don't want to do it. They don't need a lot of reason to arrest you either.
Why go? Just don't go.
Just you look the wrong way at the wrong cop and you're done.
I know. That's hard because people forget. Like, you don't get lawyers. You don't get a phone call over there. You just rot in a foreign prison. You end up eating cockroaches for the next decade.
All right. Let's go to the quick check in Harrison, New Jersey. Harrison, New Jersey. It's near Newark. She goes in the store and she starts emptying store shelves. Nobody knows why, but here's some piece of it here. Surveillance video. Go ahead. You don't have
it? It's still doing the thing. Keep talking while the circle goes.
Anyway, she cleared a few shelves, empty part of the cooler. She calmly stepped up to the cash register and then just hung out. And people staring at her, taking video. She paid for a bottle of vitamin water and a can of Pringles. While she was standing there, and then she looked around a little more, everybody's like, what are you doing? And then she walked out, got in her car, and they got her license plate. You still don't have the audio from the...
Oh, yeah, she's just trash and stuff.
Hey, hey.
Are you depressed? Did you hear that guy?
Oh, goodness.
Don't bring her up so much. Look cheesy.
I mean, I'd be mad, too.
The police.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, it's another country there. Anyway, they still haven't found her. They have the license plate. She almost hit somebody when she was pulling out of the parking lot.
They have her license plate and they can't find her?
You think the police in Newark, New Jersey are going to take time to go chase this woman down? She knocked over a few things on a shelf.
They got other things to do.
Sped off.
Yeah. There she goes. Whoa! Almost hit a bus.
They're like, okay, after we solve all the murders and all the drug things, and then we'll get to that.
Fake perfume is being sold all over the place for Valentine's Day. If you're one of these guys that waits till the last minute, you go to CVS and there's nothing left but some open boxes of chocolate, and you see some guy in the parking lot that goes, hey,
psst, yeah,
hey, I got perfume. Perfume for Valentine's Day for your honey. Honey, huh?
And this isn't like just like Chanel or just like Poison. It's not one of those imitations. This is imitation.
This is fake cosmetics. They've been shown to contain toxic cyanide, arsenic, and urine.
Oh, that's...
Oh, God.
Here, honey, for Valentine's Day, piss.
Yep. Love you.
Detective Chief Inspector Teresa Russell says, yeah, you got to look out for those. If it looks fake, it is fake.
Oh, yeah.
You're in luck, honey. I got you a gift.
If you hate your ex for Valentine's Day in Oregon, you can go to the Wildlife Center there and bring, you know, some money and then donate it to the Wildlife Center, and they will name a salmon after you. And while you're standing there, take the salmon and feed it to one of their bears.
Okay.
Ooh. Or name the salmon after your ex, not you.
Right. Why would you do that?
So in Townsend University, Maryland, they're warning the students to look out for a 50-year-old woman. Looks a little crazy, and she's walking around the campus with her phone showing people a picture of her son saying, "Will you want to date him?"
Mom?
Yeah. After a few encounters, campus police issued the incident advisory that included a link to pictures of the woman so she might be identified. Chief Charles Herring said her reported behavior may cause concern.
I'm going to go ahead and guess this guy's a virgin.
Yeah. He's a nice boy. I don't know why anybody won't give him a chance.
Again, finally, in Bobel, Bratwurst, Bed and Breakfast, dreams of sausage can come true. If you're a sausage lover,
yeah,
you can go to Bobel, Germany, and there's the one and only. People have visited from China, Japan, Nigeria, France, Italy, Sweden, and Spain.
Yep.
Just to see and stay at the bed and breakfast named the Bobel Bratwurst Bed and Breakfast.
Now, I expected it to be, like, over the top, really fancy and, like, nice. It kind of looks like a weird dungeon with sausage wallpaper and some sausage pillows.
Yeah, there's no windows.
There's no windows.
Yeah. The front. Oh, by the way, it has a worst-a-rant in the downstairs.
And a silhouette of a pig taking a shower in the bathroom.
Yeah. So.
We're making sausages.
I thought you were going to watch a video.
Yeah, an instructional video on how to make your own sausages.
Want to get away? Do you also love sausage? Then come to the German Sausage Hotel. So much sausage everywhere you look.
Ooh, I love this sausage.
Then you are in luck. There's sausage everywhere. Sausage in the restaurant. Sausage in the room. And it's a real sausage fest.
Will there be big, juicy sausages in my bed?
Yeah, and you can order big, tasty sausages to be delivered to your bed at the Sausage Hotel.
Ooh, I want to taste this sausage.
And you will taste sausage all day and night at the Sausage Hotel. So if you love sausage, and we all know you do, come to the Sausage Hotel. See you soon. Rick Stacy.